Welcome to the Best Damn Podcast Ever. My name is Blake Buck, and co-hosting with me this week is William Miller.
How you doing there, Blake Buck?
I'm doing fantastic, William. We've also got Justin Fick of Kill Monty fame.
How's it going, fellas?
It's going good. Now, guys, what's happening this week?
GDC.
But more specifically on the show, what is happening this week, William Miller?
Well, I don't know. So, William Miller has been in a haze of Percocet programming and food, now that he can eat again after his... See, William Miller got his wisdom teeth out not too long ago. He can talk now and eat solid food.
I bet you cried like a bitch.
Did they put you under?
Yeah, they did. It was actually really, really weird. Like, I felt like I was awake the entire time, but what I thought was 10 minutes was actually like an hour, and they took my teeth out some more.
Yeah, like I did the exact same thing. When I did it, they just knocked me completely out. Like, yeah. I was... Sort of getting sleepy, and I was starting to feel it a little bit, and all of a sudden it feels like I blinked. Then I opened my eyes, and everyone was gone. And there's gauze in my mouth.
Yeah, exactly. That's how it was. So anyway, I come out of that, and I get an email, or I talk to Blake Buck or something, and apparently our forums are on fire. Justin Fick, why don't you shed some light on this recent development?
All right, so I guess several Civil Forum members have come together. And are lamenting what seems to be a lack of energy, and then lack of number of shows. So I guess lack of energy, lack of frequency, and I guess a number of people are actually concerned about it. I know Spawn made a long concerned post, and a lot of people chimed in agreement. So, you know, the threat actually took off, and they're worried that BDPE might die off. It's going to die a slow death. That we're losing interest, and so. Maybe it's worth just addressing some of the most prominent issues.
This in lieu of doing an actual show. I love it!
So thanks, Forum Goons, for putting off an actual show one more week.
Yeah, it's your fault now. All right, so first up, let's actually pull up the forums here. Somebody, how do we get to the forums? Send me link. But let's
actually
pull up
go
the
to
forums
the wiki.
Here.
I have the biggest points just lined out, nice big bold print and shit. It's awesome. Right,
well, I don't have that pulled up. You start regaling it to us then.
All right, so I was able to think of four major points from the forums. So the first one, and then like I don't even think it's a problem, but I just had to address it because it keeps coming up. Is the show coming to an end? Is it gonna die slowly? I mean, there are a couple quotes about that, and I can easily say no. I mean, I totally have full interest in doing the show. I love doing the show. I don't even think that's an issue.
Yeah, I think all of us are really ready to, you know, we want the show to continue. We want to do the show. It's just, you know, William Miller, it's his senior year, and he's working on yet to be disclosed project, and you know, lots of stuff going on. Blake Buck.
I'm chasing butt all the time.
Chasing butt all the time.
And so. I'm just jerking off and eating Cheetos.
There you go.
A lot of Cheetos.
So, yeah, I mean, we've all been busy the past few weeks, and that's clearly evident in our lack of shows, right? But now, one thing I want to address, they said there was a lack of energy. Now, I think that's a load of bullshit. Now, we come on the show, we make the jokes, we do the funny, ha-ha, look at you assholes, you're the ones laughing, forum clowns, you're the ones thinking we're so funny. Anyway, what I'm saying is, like, I don't know, there's peaks and valleys in the show. There's parts that are really funny and then parts that are lower energy, and that's just how it works. I think to say that, by and large, the past, like, five shows have been like, oh, they've been so low energy since the Andre show, I think that's kind of stupid. You dumb. Whoever says that, including Lucas and Spawn, you dumb.
Well, if you, like you mentioned the Andre show, that was just really high energy. Like we were bouncing off the walls in that one. So it's not that these are low energy; is that one was just extra high.
We need to get him back on the show. Speaking,
he actually IM'd me at some point and said he said he'd love to do it again. So
that's awesome.
We should totally get his ass back on here.
Yep. Okay, so
and see how things are faring in the world of black video gaming.
There could have been a lot of developments. There could be three or four new black gamers, at least, the times we did that last show.
I'm trying to think of, like, the most recent black video game star. I can't think of any. You had Dom in Gears of War. He was Latino.
Dude, he was Latino. He was Latino. No, you need Coltrane.
Oh, Coltrane, that's right. I knew there was somebody in that. And he definitely does not he does not in any way define stereotypes at all. Loves football, big
dude,
guns.
He was at least better than Superfly Johnson.
All right, so what else?
So it says here, point number three, the shows are too infrequent. Spawn says, I've also noticed a lack of frequencies on the show and a lack of updates, and a lack of updates kills the site.
It's true.
I'm actually totally in agreement. We need to go back to doing, if not once a week, then once every 2 weeks, or just at least do it regularly.
Well, let's talk about how could we do the show regularly. Like, another thing, like, I don't know. I think one reason might be low energy. The past few shows we've done have been in the evenings, and I'm always, like, especially now, I'm doing you guys already know this, I'm doing the morning show, which means I wake up at, like, 5:30. So by the time we do a show at 8 o'clock, I've been up for, like, forever. So, I don't know, maybe we should start doing shows on the weekends? Maybe that would help with the energy levels?
I mean, I'm down for that. I think as long as we have just a regular time to do the show.
Yeah. Well, back in the day, we used to do it on Sunday afternoons. Like a religion.
Like a religion. Well, look, Black Church has completely consumed William Miller Sunday. All of it.
All of it?
There is no, well, not all of it, but that's I get up at like 7 o'clock. And
oh, 7, because
get out of church at probably 2:30 or 3. It's like one gigantic.
We could roll at 3. What about like 3 to, you know, 3 to 5 or something your time? That would be what? What time would that? I don't know. But that would be doable.
I mean,
right?
That's good.
Three to five Miller is 2 to 4 buck and 12 to 1 Vic.
See, that works good for me.
I could do that too.
Well, let's do that. That way, I know I wouldn't be nearly as tired. Like, right now, I just went to the gym, worked out these guns, baby, showing them off for the dude, I mean, showing them off for the ladies.
wait a minute. Blake Buck, what do you do at the gym?
Well, first
off, do they put like a little cheeseburger in front of you on the treadmill?
they got it on a fishing line, just dangling in front of his face.
Yeah, I got like one of them helmets, and you know, like it's got a pole and then the string dangling a burger in front of my face. Oh man, but no, I keep it real, son. You know, I'm pumping iron, showing the big guns. All right, you don't even know, son. You do not even know. Uh huh. Yeah, that's right. I bet I could outrun you, William Miller, right now. I bet I could stomp your ass into the ground.
I bet not, actually.
Oh, really?
We'd have BDPE foot race.
Look, Blake Buck, William Miller is like a gazelle. He can run really fast. You don't even know, all right?
All right, so I say we go with that for our new show time to record. Sundays, 2 to 4 Miller time. Oh, wait, no. 3 to 5 Miller time, 2 to 4 Buck time. That would be 12 to 2 thick time?
Yeah.
See, all these calculations we have to do that you guys don't even know about. So much work it is doing this
show.
Dude,
you need to have at least a minor in math to be a podcaster. All this fucking time zones.
Yeah. So, okay. Well, we can do that. So, I think as long as we have a set time and we know every week to do it, we can wake up on Sunday, start heating up the wiki, and then roll at, you know, at 2 o'clock or whenever it is.
Sounds good to me.
I mean,
it's going to have to be more like 3, but look, we'll work that out. The listeners do not want to know about all this mess. Lucas, feel free to edit this part down considerably.
No.
Suffice to say, we will be doing a regular show from now on.
All right. Well, that sounds good.
We're going to do it. Like, if we were all in the same place, we would be, like, making some blood pact or something. We're going to do it.
We're going to do it. Look, I seem to recall that William Miller, you seem to be the worst about skimping out on shows.
I am the worst. I'm absolutely the worst because I have so much to do all the time.
You don't got nothing to do. You need to pull your face out of the butt and get to doing the show.
Pull your face out of the butt.
That's what he does all Saturday night. He wakes up Sunday morning in a daze. That wasn't wisdom teeth. That's code word. I had my wisdom teeth out again this week. Oh my goodness,
dude! I would do that again. I would go under for anesthesia, just wake up in a drunken daze, and then get a whole stash of Lortab.
Yeah,
for pain relieving purposes.
It's pretty sweet. It's pretty sweet. So anyway, look, I'm done talking about this. We're gonna do shows. It's gonna be awesome.
Oh no, there's still a little more. There's two more points we have to bring up.
All right.
Point number four, the forums are getting worse. Spawn says, speaking of the forums, they seem to have gotten worse and worse. Damn, guys, can one thread actually stay on topic for a change?
Now, see, I actually think it's funny that posts just go completely off topic and degenerate into memes by the end of the first page. I think that's part of the charm. And actually, seriously, like, I would rather have more forum activity than just having it be on topic. I mean, we're, for the most part, good enough to bring it back on topic if the topic is interesting enough to talk about it and if there's any points to be made. And if not, we just talk about cheeseburgers and butt.
My two favorite subjects. All right, so last point number five, monetizing. Just to figure, we talked about this a little bit before the show, but this is about making the dollar bills.
I put that in there myself. We already talked about it.
All right, so we're thinking some new ways to make money off of you clowns.
I'm telling you, son, merch. Blake Buck, whatever happened to them shirts?
Look, I done did
Where
the
they
shirt,
at, baby.
I
Where
done
they at?
Did it yesterday. I got them right here. Here they are. They look great. I'll send it to you.
So, but I think to sum up, like, we're not going anywhere. We all love doing the show. I mean, it's still. I mean, I guess it's still a hobby for all three of us. I mean, it's not our job. I mean, I think it'd be awesome if it was. Like, maybe if you guys click some more Google ads, maybe it could be. or donate at bestdamnpodcast.com. But the show is in no danger whatsoever of ending. I don't think the energy is dropping.
Yeah,
I don't think
look,
anyone's
at
losing
worst,
interest.
Like, even if the show just completely fell to shit, we would just post less. Like, the show's not going to end. So, you know, fear not. So the main problem we got to work on is getting more frequent shows out.
Now, I think just if we did that, the energy would come back. I mean, because honestly, whenever we do a show, I don't notice a lack of energy. I think it's very funny. I think each show is funnier than the last.
I think these clowns they're just getting. Would you stop? Jeez, I think these clowns are just. I'm sorry. I think they're just, you know, they don't get a show for a long time, and they're like, oh, I can't wait. It's called The Lords of Gaming. I'm going to deliver the most hilarious video game-related comedy content I've ever heard. And they build it up in their minds to be this amazing thing. And let me tell you, it is the most amazing thing. Never mind. I just invalidated myself. Every show is better. Look, in my mind, every show is better than the last.
That's true. All right, look. We're done with this. Putting it away. It's time to get down to business. Blake Buck, what is going on in the world of gaming today, right now?
Dude, all I can tell you is I saw that Gears of War 2 teaser trailer that came out today.
Buh!
Now, Blake Buck, I haven't seen this yet. Why don't you describe it for me? What did you like about it? Ooh, sweet tarts.
The ADD podcast.
What'd you say? I'm on sweet tarts too now. All right. So,
now, are these the original sweet tarts, or these are those chewy ones?
Now, you're thinking of those conversation hearts that you get around Valentine's Day, dude. I love those things. I got me a bag of those the other day, and I took them to school with me, and I threw them at girls I didn't know.
They all say I hate you.
I want to get a conversation heart with the ever lovely tagline or pickup line. Does this rag smell like chloroform to you? Just fit that whole thing on a conversation heart.
So good.
Actually, I already got our jank of the week. You go to like Rite Aid or you go to Walmart now and pick up them Valentine's Day candies, dude. They're dumping them off.
Hell yeah, son.
All right, so what was I talking about? I'm getting distracted with all these
girls. You're talking about girls.
Girls.
I can't see. This is the problem. This is why. Not just like you clowns making fucking noise, but you are visually distracting me, assholes. Yeah, do your fucking dance. Excuse me. Back to the Gears of War trailer. Okay, so I turn it on. I'm like, ooh, Gears of War 2. Blake want this. So I turn on the Xbox. I fire it up. It's the dumbest shit I've ever seen. Okay, I understand it's a teaser trailer. I should look up what the definition of tease. Because, like, you can't tease nothing. Because that's exactly what the Gears of War 2 trailer was.
Dude, this is a... It takes teaser to a whole new level. It's like a teaser trailer. It's a teaser for the real teaser that's coming out in a couple months.
Like, there's, it's the thing that pisses me off. It, okay, I'll describe it to you. It's red screen, then kind of like a black, kind of like silhouetted, you know, Marcus Fenix from the first game comes up, and he's like fighting with a locust, and there's kind of some dialogue of him talking, and then he kills a locust, and he's like, oh, hell, here we go again. Gears of War 2. Burp, 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 burp. And like the thing that pisses me off, this could have been made for Gears of War 1. Like, it has absolutely zero new... I mean, I guess I saw a logo and a release date, but other than that, it's the exact same from Gears of War 1. Dumb. I mean, at least have one new enemy or something.
Well, this, well, like I said, this is the teaser trailer. Like, the teaser trailer, one teaser, will have, you know, some, maybe some inklings of a story, maybe a new enemy or something, maybe a tagline, I'm looking for an alien toy to park my bricks, what have you. The teaser trailer is just the title, Gears of War 2. Just confirm to the world that it exists, which we didn't need.
Look, the thing I liked about it, they done laid it out, son. November 2008. They are not wasting any time getting this mother out. It's going to be out this fall.
Well, I thought the best part about the trailer is that afterwards, during the keynote, Cliffy B ripped onto the stage with a chainsaw to talk about Gears of War 2.
Dude, he dumb.
Dude, he's awesome. I hate Cliffy B.
That's awesome.
I love Cliffy B. Exactly. Like, I want to do that. The only reason I hate him is because I'm not him. Like, what? Why the fuck am I not a GC with a fucking chainsaw? Like, I mean, no sweetheart.
What else is it going to say about the trailer? Oh, but man, I'm serious. Like, think about Halo 2 and Halo 3. What was the gap? 4 years? Was it five? No, I guess it was just four, right? But Gears of War, 2 years, half the time. We get double the games.
Actually, I thought the more impressive looking thing was when they demoed the Unreal 3 engine. Unreal Engine 3. And they put it in. It was like, what if Gears of War had this engine? And they had, you know, like Marcus Fenix with, you know, detailed bump mapping on his gigantic veiny neck. But the thing is, like, afterwards they had this shot of like thousands of locusts at once. Huh. So that to me was more impressive than knowing that Gears of War 2 exists, because I knew that before.
Wait, so are you saying that Gears of War 2 is not going to feature that level of graphic detail?
I don't know. I mean, you saw the teaser trailer. You know as much as I do, but they were just saying, what if Gears of War was made with this engine? And they had a demo of it. So,
oh, it's got to be. They've got to be.
I don't know why they wouldn't.
Gears with Unreal Ed 3. I mean, there's...
Yeah, but the Sexbox might not be able to run.
Oh, sure it can.
No, look.
Why would they make it if it...
It's a two-year-old system. I mean, you're not going to be able to...
That doesn't matter, all right?
I'm just saying, you forget the limitations of the console world, son. They're developing for PC, too.
Yeah, I guess you're right, but still. I mean, I'd be willing to bet that we're going to see it in Unreal 3, not Unreal 2. Hmm. I thought, moving on from that into the indie realm, the most exciting news that I've seen so far is that Microsoft is going to start distributing user-created games through XNA on Xbox Live Arcade.
Yeah, it's not how
they're
awesome
they're calling
not
it
gonna
community
start.
Games.
It's already there. Like, I downloaded.
It's already there.
I didn't get it. I downloaded it today. I didn't play it yet, but they're already up to download now, so you can go and get them right now.
For as much as I hate, like, XNA and C#, like, this looks awful, awful tempting.
Well, from what I hear, XNA is actually really awesome. I'm hearing
XNA is awesome. It is awesome. It's just you pigeonhole yourself with your technology. When you start developing XNA, you can't port your shit over if you want to run on a different console or something.
Yeah, pretty much. I'm in agreement there.
I mean, I can't use any of my existing code. I mean, I don't even know.
But I mean, and it looks like just anyone can upload, and it seems like there is like a new class of user, I guess like I forget what the hell it was called, but I guess when you submit a game, they kind of like check out your game and rate it, and if it gets through that, I guess they can rate it based on like violence and profanity and stuff like that. It looks kind of similar, maybe like to Kongregate. I don't know.
See, here's my concern. Like my friend Dave and I were talking about this the other day. It's like the casual games world is reaching sort of this critical mass, similar to what the console industry experienced back in 1983, where like every game out there is a clone and is a very low production value. It sucks. And this model where you purchase or you play a game for free for a little while and then you have to purchase it. Well, it doesn't really work because you can play the same game for free forever. You just got to download the next clone of it. You know, like Tower Defense is a good example. There are like a bajillion Tower Defense games out there. All of them might cost money, but you can keep playing Tower Defense for free for as long as you want, provided you download a new Tower Defense game. I mean, well, and I could see the same thing happening on XBLA with that.
And the thing is, like, a lot of these casual games, or like especially, you know, Tower Defense, you know, arguably the best one is still free on Congregate. It's Tower Defense. I mean, it's still being updated. It's still free. It's still online. So I mean, but honestly, like the whole genre of critical mass thing. I mean, that's happened with every genre that we've seen. You know, it happened on the NES with platformers. It happened, you know, with first person shooters, RTS games, MMORPGs. It's just that now we're seeing that with this lowest common denominator audience. I mean, sorry to all the soccer moms out there that listen to the podcast, but screw you. You play shit games. So they're making tons of shit games because you people keep buying shit games. So I mean, it's a critical mass that's allowed to continue because the audience is now much dumber than it was before.
That's what I was going to say. Like, as long as the audience is stupid, you can get away with making shit casual games.
I think, though, it's starting to slow down. I'd imagine, you know, portal sites or whatever, starting to feel the pinch.
Well, I think you know, yeah, publishers and portals are starting to get tired of seeing casual games with alliteration in the title that all are centered around some banal duties of a housewife, like being a nanny or cleaning the house or washing the f***ing dishes or making cakes or just like, just enough.
That's Justin Fick's casual game.
Could this be any more directed towards one target audience?
What game is this? What game is this?
Babysitting
Justin
Mania.
Fick's casual
Shut
game.
The
wash
up,
the
Jesus
f***ing
Christ.
Dishes.
So, I mean, so hopefully we'll... I'm hoping to see a backlash in that soon. I really am. I'm crossing.
I think
my
though
fingers.
That regardless of what you got in the system, this sort of thing creates massive opportunity for extremely talented people that might not have the same like resources to develop the games they want. Now they can, and they can get distribution. Now, do you have to pay for? And I'm not really familiar with how it works, but do you have to pay for the games? Like, if I put a game up there, can I get money for it?
All of them are free right now, I think.
Yeah, I don't know. Lame. I don't know if you have to pay for the games or if you get paid for people buying it. I think you have to pay like an annual subscription fee to be a part of the XNA Creators Club. I don't think it's much. I think it's like $50 or $100 a year or something. It's very small. But I think it's more for just like posterity, more for, you know, getting your name out there.
I'm sure if you made something really, really good, they would
I really do think it's similar to Congregate, where it's more like just here's a bunch of free games, you know, and then, you know, the cream of the crop will, you know, will rise to the top of it, if you will. Mm. So
that's cool.
But I mean, good idea. Hopefully it won't result in a deluge of like 13-year-olds uploading shit. I mean, that's what happened with, like, I remember HyperCard games way back in the day when I was, like, 12, 13 making shit games in HyperCard. It was so easy to make a game with it that everyone was uploading shit to AOL. I mean, it was just like, you go into the HyperCard download area and it's just like this Radical Dungeon 2 or, you know, Death Sword 5, and it's just like, oh my god. It's like, I think about it and I have to put my head in my hands and just moan in despair.
Just so y'all know, guys, I've moved on to nerds.
Oh my god, I love nerds.
You hear them in that box?
Oh man.
Oh man. Oh,
okay, I have
Valentine's Day fruit punch and strawberry.
That's right.
Oh
man.
Yeah. Now see, Blake Buck has a copyrighted nerds move that very few people know about. That's right.
Really?
So, you know, I've got Nintendo finger like something terrible, and I know Justin, you probably do too. You know, for those who don't know, this is when we're like. A lot of games on the NES revolved around you hitting a button real fast, repeatedly.
I call it the Contra effect.
Oh, fuck. My telephone is ringing. Why are fucking dickweeds calling me? So I'll take a box of nerds. About half empty is the best, but I can shake it so fast, it sounds like rattlesnakes. That's the rattlesnake move. I hear you eating them.
I was actually thinking about the Nintendo gun button finger Contra effect. Actually, the other day, because playing No More Heroes, I guess the weightlifting minigame, you have to hammer A as fast as you can. So it got me thinking about that, and I'm actually thinking about adding that into kind of like a because I'm thinking about making, you know, another shooter, maybe like a Kill Dr. Quatate, Kill Monty Siegel or something, but having something you can add on to your gun. So think about Earth Defense Force, right? Like all your guns have rate of fire. They only fire so fast. But I'm thinking you can add something onto it. You can that it'll shoot as fast as possible. But you have to just hammer on the button.
Would you stop f***ing eating? I swear to God, I hear every single time you pour that shit. Look, you don't want me to start, like, hearing the sounds of me licking my own titties, do you? No, you don't.
Actually, I'm kind of curious.
I will do it. All right, so what else has been happening in gaming this week?
Actually, I was kind of, not interested, but I found it kind of funny that Peter Molyneux came out and demoed Fable 2 at the keynote. And it was just funny because it was just typical Peter Molyneux stuff. I mean, he came out and, like, I guess the thing he was gloating the most about is, I guess, that there's a new, like, gambling game you can play in the taverns in Fable 2. I guess it's called, like, Kisto or something. And it's, but the thing that's interesting to me technologically, it's a separate game. It's an XBLA game. And you download it, and you can gamble with Fable money with other players. And then when you go back into Fable, I guess it talks to Fable, and you can actually use this different game to gamble with other players. I don't know why he just
everybody get ready.
Yeah,
video game 2.0 is here.
This is only slightly cooler than dynamically growing trees in Engine.
And that dog that follows you.
Dude, don't even talk about that dog. That's hotness. That's the design of the future. Watch out, Spore.
Oh, look, he's coming back. Follows you right.
Throw that bone.
The things about Fable 2 that really got me thinking is that he actually showed off his character and the character's family. And it struck me because the character he was playing with was a pregnant female warrior. You can make pregos in Fable 2.
Now, what? That's so stupid. Like, what? Who is like, man, I've always wanted to create a pregnant female video game character in this hack and slash dungeon crawling game.
Well, I mean, you get the bonus attack where you can lean back and fire the fetus out of your womb like a projectile.
I was waiting for it, Justin. Oh. I was waiting for you to make a joke about the fetus being some sort of projectile.
Dude, okay, I gotta tell you this. So, I went in this store the other day. I don't know how, I don't know why, but somehow I bought season 2 of Martin on DVD. And, like, you can say whatever you want. You watch, like, 2 episodes of Martin, like it's half, like, legitimate funny and half, like, you can't believe it's so bad funny. Half and half, exactly how I love it. Anyway, so I was watching it, and there's, like, this episode where like, just like Justin Fick says, there's this pregnant woman who fires a projectile child out of her junk.
So what else? Couple of release dates, I guess, at GDC. Grand Theft Auto 4 is supposed to be in April. Ninja Gaiden 2, which was demoed by Itagaki himself, is June 3rd. Gears of War 2 is November. Fable 2, who cares?
Has anybody heard about Spore?
I guess it's playable. I guess people are, you know, doing, getting hands-on looks at Spore now.
Have people figured out it's not fun yet?
I'm telling you, we forecast that, like, how many like f***ing years before the game came out, and the game's gonna hit the shelves, and we're gonna say what? Oh, that's right, the game blows because transitions.
Look, now I think it's a possibility that there might be some emergent fun because everyone makes giant dicks. No, that's seriously what's gonna happen. It goes to other people's spores and it collects their animals and their buildings, and I guarantee you that within 6 months you're gonna start a new spore game and it's gonna be full of cock.
I love it. Dick.
I think any game that has so much hype at the outset and takes this long to develop is not gonna be good. It's just like people are just gonna reject it out of hand.
Dude, it's like month long podcast. You can't live up to the hype.
Exactly.
Ends up being low energy.
Hang on a sec.
What?
Hang on a sec.
Dude, I am not to be outdone. I'm reaching for them chocolates. Dude, all I want to know, though, is if you can create Pregos in Fable 2, I wonder if you can, like, hit them real hard and cause miscarriages.
You're going to hell, Justin Fick.
I already know that. I'm just increasing my my status once I get down there. I wonder if there's a miscarriage saving throw. Or you can get like a plus two sword to abortion.
Okay. Peanut Gallery has been kicked out. All right, so we're, I don't even know what we're talking about. What were we talking
about? We're talking about Fable 2, the abortion hammer. Plus two to miscarriage.
Dude, I'm telling you, look, like, my disdain for Peter Molyneux, no, like, I forgot how good Black and White was because of how big of a tool Peter Molyneux is. They have those video diaries on the Xbox now where they kind of show them working. That game looks so, like, every single, like, second of footage I see of Fable 2, I like it less and less. So I've stopped watching it.
You know who else is turned into a gigantic tool? Is Richard Garriott. Like, Tabula Rasa totally blew ass.
What else did that guy do?
Ultima.
Dude, he did Ultima, son. Ultima Online.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, I guess nerds are into that. I guess that's cool.
Dude, I think what Peter Molyneux should do is just add in, like, the old features from Populous. Because remember Populous was awesome because, you know, your dudes could kill their dudes, but you can just also just unmake the ground out from under them and they fall in the ocean and die. So that should be in every Peter Molyneux game he makes.
Hey, do we want to call Bruce? Isn't he at GDC?
I think he is. I think it's just about dinner time, so we can annoy him.
We may get Bruce Morrison on that. Oh, you're gonna have to hijack the line.
All right, give him a call here.
Hope he's meeting with someone real important too. Like, Bruce, put Miyamoto on now. We want to talk to him.
Hello,
Bruce Morrison. This is the best damn podcast ever.
Woo, woo!
Oh. Dude, your number looks so weird. What's up?
Not much. Yeah, we're here in our respective houses, and you are at GDC.
That's right.
So we figured we'd give you a call.
Give us the GDC update, Bruce Morrison. What is happening at GDC?
Nothing. No. I think GURS 2.
GURS 2.
And then someone's excited about a co-op Fable.
Wait, we were just talking about how dumb Fable is. Does it look better in the flesh? As it were?
I have no idea.
Do you see the Prego Warrior?
I have seen nothing from GDC.
No, dude, it has Prego Warriors now.
I'm meeting with people. I'm doing important stuff.
Uh-huh, that sounds real important. Talking about your feelings, that kind of thing? Mm-hmm.
Yes, definitely. I'm actually out of the city right now visiting an old school friend. So.
Oh. Well, I guess the conference hadn't really gotten going yet, so you still got a little time.
I don't even think GDC is about the conference.
It's not really. It's about the hotel surrounding it and everything.
Sure, sure. Who else is there from Freeverse? Just Bruce Morrison? Wow, they you're unchaperoned.
Dude, Bruce Morrison is all they needed to send.
Oh, I'm having a good time. Let me see. But I talked with the Unity guys, you know, seen what they're up to.
Did you talk with David Helgeson? How's he doing?
Yeah, he's doing great, you know. He's, you know, up and around pitching Unity, you know, doing his thing. It's looking good though.
I still get Unity press releases from David Helgeson from when I used to work at IMG.
And it's like,
David, I don't really keep up with Unity anymore.
Well, it's a shame. It's actually pretty good. I like it.
They have Xbox support yet?
I'm working on that.
Working on that? Well, that's good. That's good. That was one of the deal breakers for me.
Yeah, but I met with Gamebryo today talking about licensing engines or whatever. They have a pretty cool engine.
Oh, Lord.
What are they for the price.
What did they put out? What did Gamebryo put out recently?
No, son. Gamebryo is an engine. It's middleware.
No. Yeah, but what have I seen it in recently?
It was we used it in Civilization. Some of it, at least.
Maybe that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, so I'm looking into their stuff, figuring out if it financially makes sense for stuff. Mostly I've been doing all that stuff that you can never talk about, you know.
Dude, Gamebryo.
I want to license whatever engine is being used to make Prego characters for Fable 2.
Bruce, have you heard about this? Apparently you can have a pregnant female avatar in Fable 2.
You can get pregnant in Fable 2?
Well, not only can you get pregnant, but you can dungeon crawl with
So you can be
child.
Pregnant and trumping through dungeons at the same time.
That's right.
Dude, it won't be truly next generation until you can have a pregnant dude.
There are some Fable fans here by me who are extremely excited about the concept of picking up hoes, getting pregnant, and then killing dragons. And kicking chickens. I don't know if you can hear
I think I feel sorry for them.
I feel sorry for you, Bruce. You have to talk to these people.
Ask him if they're excited about what the hell is this. Ask him if they're excited about Keisto.
About what?
It's Keisto. It's, I guess it's like Fable 2's tavern game or something, but I guess it's going to be a separate XBLAW title that talks to Fable 2 that you can gamble with your money from Fable 2 with other people.
Dude, that sounds hot.
Well, I guess technologically, but you can always just make that part of the game and just give it online capability.
I don't know. I kind of think that that's a cool little mini thing.
But beyond the novelty of it being two separate things, why is that cool at all? For me to have to quit Fable, boot up Bar Game, and play with, you know, why is that cool, Bruce Morrison?
Well, it seems to me like that's a whole other round of achievements.
Well, okay, uh-oh. You can have a whole other round of achievements.
You know what? I think I'm sold. I think I'm sold.
Get those chivies.
And you don't got to put disc in. No disc. Ooh. Think about that.
I'm guessing if they allow you to play it from Fable and it's just a way of playing it without sticking Fable in, like you just go in and play tavern games and maybe pick up some Fable hoes and make them preggers.
I'm a fan. I'm sold.
So, Bruce, let me ask you. I want to know the big question that's been on my mind ever since you got on the phone. Please, for God's sake, tell me you have seen Tomonobu Itagaki.
No. I've hunted and I've looked.
No, he was at the keynote. In the flesh.
Oh, I know.
I must know if he was wearing his sunglasses
poor,
at the time.
Poor man. I don't get to go to no keynote.
No.
Dude, Itagaki was there. You should have found a way. Pose as a young, attractive secretary working in his office. Something.
I tried. I will say, Freeverse has an intern who is actually here at GDC, but has absolutely nothing to do with us. It's with his school, and he went to the keynote, then bumped into me and told me. So I guess, you know, he saw.
Whoa.
So by an extension, I saw.
That's like 2 degrees of separation, Bruce.
I know.
We're almost related to him now.
We know you. You know somebody who saw him. That's like I can feel my face being f***ed right now.
Was your intern perhaps between the ages of maybe 16 and 20?
And 600?
Blonde or brunette?
Yes.
Wow.
I think we can actually make that into like a game, because you know how movies have like the 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon? Where you can trace, you know, six movies from any actor to Kevin Bacon. I think the game industry should have the 6 degrees of Tomonobu Itagaki, where anyone in the games industry, you can go six people and connect to someone who was raped by Itagaki.
At least two of which have had sex with him, either willingly or not.
I will say, guys, my hosts here are looking at me like I'm completely on crack for talking to you guys, so I may have to cut this phone call a little short.
All right, well before you go, before you go, Justin Fick has a battle for you.
Oh, okay.
All right, so your battle. This is not an hour one. You can take all GDC for this, but okay. We know GDC is all about networking, and we all know that BDP is all about cheeseburgers. So you need to make a new contact at GDC and have a lunch meeting with them during which you give them an Octomac. You need to expose a new networking contact to the icon of Best Damn Podcast Ever.
Now, does it have to be a legit Octomac?
Yes, it does.
Well, it needs to be. No, it can be a cheat Octomac. Of course it has to be a real Octomac. What the fuck are you talking about?
Bruce, that's eight meats.
That's eight meats.
Look, you're in California. Go to an In-N-Out Burger and order an 8x8.
Oh, I wish. I wish we could. I don't think there's one in San Francisco.
Oh, God.
How is that possible? San Francisco just dropped a notch.
I have a lunch meeting with my account manager and test manager for Microsoft. So I will ask them to try the Octomac.
All right. Uh-oh. Well, that will be acceptable. Also, if you see anybody special, take a picture of them and send it to us.
Okay. It may be an Octomac that comes from Jack in the Box, however.
That's probably okay.
That's fine. And that would be the Octajack.
You know they have a burger that's like meat, cheese, bacon.
That's pretty good. Take two of those.
That's what it's called. Meat, cheese, bacon.
I believe in 2005 I took, or maybe it was 2006, I believe I took the Inside Mac Games podcast to Jack in the Box and told them all about this burger.
Oh, I remember that.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Yeah, I think I remember that as well.
That might be the birthplace of the Octomac.
It could be. Well, Bruce Morrison, you have a fantastic time in GDC. We hope to hear from you when you get back, and tell the missus hi for us, of course.
I will.
All right. We'll talk to you later, Bruce.
Back in New York.
Okay. See ya.
Adios.
Tell the missus hi? You dumb.
Dude, look. He is a ladies' man, or actually a homemaker now is what he is.
Yeah, but she's not there.
I know, but when he gets back.
You were so stupid.
Dude, GDC is man trip.
It is man trip.
All right, let's see. Were we going to call... Spawn left me a message saying he wanted us to call him. Are we going to call Spawn?
I think we're just about, like, the state of the podcast stuff. I mean, do we... I don't know if we need to or not.
No, we're done. We're done with that.
Yeah, I think we are done with that.
Look, we gave the state of the union, all right? And the union is good. So, that's it.
All right, so what else we got we want to cover on tonight's show?
Well, let's see. We got, let's see. HD-DVD wars are over.
Oh, that's right.
HD-DVD
dude, I hate
equals
it. I wanted HD-DVD.
Dude, HD-DVD is lame. Just because Blu-ray is in that George Foreman toaster don't mean that it's not awesome. Look,
dude,
I watched Terminator
like Blu-ray.
2 on Blu-ray. It was awesome. I am sold.
It looked just as good on HD-DVD, and it's cheaper, baby.
Baby, you don't understand, all right? Look, HD-DVD is butt. Blu-ray can hold, like, 10 times as much, and it's blue.
Oh, it's blue, huh?
That means better.
You are so stupid.
All I know, like, for me, it wasn't between which is better, HD-DVD or Blu-ray. For me, it's which one is better, the winner of HD-DVD and Blu-ray or regular DVDs. And I still have 250-odd DVDs just sitting here. So, I mean, they ain't going anywhere anytime soon.
That's right. Look, William Miller's holding out for the next generation. I'm waiting for solid-state tape. Tapes are coming back.
Yeah, tapes are coming back.
You just watch.
Yeah, I want a solid state movie where all frames of the movie are played back simultaneously. The movie takes exactly 1/24th of a second.
Yep. There's no buffering. It all just plays at the same time.
It sounds like this.
Now, Justin Fick, Macworld has transpired, has it not?
It has transpired.
Now, we never
it's
heard.
Also, it's also perspired, but we'll not talk about that.
Yeah, and we never heard about your Macworld trip.
Oh, true. That yeah, okay. So it involved a heavy amount of drinking, a little bit of calling Blake Buck and screaming into his voicemail.
Blake Buck is gay.
It was just Justin Fick's purpose there was to help Freeverse work the Freeverse booth. So I learned them Periscope sales pitches and promptly forgot them after I left. And let's see, showed off the state of Justin Fick games. I was working on a beat 'em up at the time, and that is probably going to evolve into a platformer. Keeping the fight mechanics, making it 2D, adding some platforming elements. Also working on another top-down shooter. So, but yeah, show that off at the show. And just basically finally got to meet Peter Cohen at the Mac Bowl. He's a very sexy man if he listens to the podcast. What else we got going on? Oh, Justin Fick was also one of several newcomers to Mac Bowl, which allowed Freeverse to go from dead last place in previous years to second place. Because Justin Fick doesn't like losing at anything.
Yeah, Freeverse sucked when we went that year. I guess you weren't there, Fick. I guess it was just me and Miller.
Did what's-his-name strip this time or do sexy dance? Who
he
was
wasn't
that?
There.
Corey Tamus.
Corey Tamus. I don't know what happened to him. I guess like they said he disappeared off the face of the earth for like a year or something.
dude, he like got involved in like drug cartels and
right. What didn't like Tunzer ask us one time if we knew where he was?
That was Bruce.
Yeah,
I think.
Bruce.
Because they were going to like do some articles through Matt Gamer and no one knows where he is.
Yeah, he was not at Macworld, but I guess I've got him on Twitter, and he makes updates, so I guess he is doing shit, but I don't know what. He was not there.
So wait, Microsoft did not win the Mac bowling?
No, they won. We came in second. Like, oh, Microsoft has like three teams there, so we destroyed two of them, and then their, I don't know, like some sort of business or marketing team came in first place.
It was always business marketing guys.
But dude, Justin Fick and the rest of the first time Freeverse bowlers, we pulled our weight.
Well, look, Justin Fick, I want to see Justin Fick game power. Where's that mess at?
All right, I'll upload it after we're done here tonight.
No, I want it in the album art. Everybody look down. That's what Justin Fick's new game is, right there.
All
right.
No, I don't do album art anymore. I'm too good for that.
You ass. Oh, my God. You do that album art, I'm going to piss in your face.
If you'd like to do album art for us, feedback at bestdamnpodcastever.com.
I can't believe you. Like, you're the laziest person I've ever met in my whole life. Like, you sit around and eat butter all day when you could be producing podcasts. I swear to God, this whole show is done for us. The least you could do is put in some album art and put it on the website. Like, the last two shows, they're not even on the website because you're eating butter. I don't think you even eat it half the time. You smear it all over your face, and that's all you do.
Dude, it's all part of the Web 2.0. We get the users to do content for us, so Blake Buck can eat butter and partake in golden showers.
I just smear butter in and around my mouth.
Oh, it's like lipstick.
I swear. It's
like
swear.
Butter chapstick.
Oh my God. All right. What else we got to talk about? We got anything else?
Well, let's wrap it up.
All right. Well, that does it for this week of the Best Damn Podcast Ever. Guys, what do you think about that?
Pretty good, Blake Buck.
That was good. We addressed some issues. We addressed the State of the Union, GDC.
Yeah, and we're going to be back.
Bruce Morrison has his mission.
We're going to do a show this Sunday, right? So we should have a show coming out in less than a week as well.
Yeah, this Sunday it's back to business. So we're going to be doing the regular news and all
the
battles.
Yeah, this
is
kind of like
this
is kind of like a mini show.
Oh, also, yeah. Now that we're doing it in the day, you f***ers are safe from battle. You don't even understand. Like, there have been so many battles we've wanted to do, and we just didn't because it was nighttime. So y'all better be ready. I'm just saying.
You better be ready, indeed. All right, if you want to
see this. I've already got one for Lucas in the pipe. So, uh-oh. Lucas, be ready.
Does it have something to do with eating? Because
of course. All eating ones, I think, by default.
Like, I think Lucas's next battle should just be he has to eat a video game. Like, it doesn't matter which one. He's just got to ingest a tape. Or a CD or something. He's got to eat it. I was thinking about
maybe
this. Like,
if he can find a Pac-Man tape just for irony points.
Yeah, Pac-Man tape.
Eat Pac-Man.
I mean, you could easily eat one of these DS tapes.
That's what I was thinking. DS would probably be the way to go on
I mean,
that.
You could probably, like, you cut it in half or into fourths.
You swallow it like a horse pill.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway.
So if you'd like to get in on this battle action or want to send us any feedback, just shoot us off an email at feedback@bestdamnpodcastever.com or call the listener line 845-BATTLE-9 is the telephone number. What else? If you want to donate, send us PayPal donations to donate@bestdamnpodcastever.com. There's links on the website. Wait, no, there's not. There's actually no links. If you'd like to do our show notes, feedback@bestdamnpodcastever.com.
Actually, I mean, I've got movable type shit. I mean, I can just do that myself. If no one else is doing front page, I can step.
I'll start getting the album art and shit back in there. So, look, I've just been lazy. I'll get it up there. Especially, I don't know. It depends on when Lucas gets the show done. Because I try and get the show up soon, But it's either like, because it takes... Like, typing up the thing for the site and coming up with little clever captions to put in there and then typing it in all the different fields. It takes like 3 hours. No lie. 3 f***ing hours. And usually I just don't have time. And I'm like, send a feed.
Wait, Buck, can't send it. You can't see me right now. I'm touching my nips at you.
Oh, no.
Indicating that you are a woman.
Wait, now you are touching it with your, like, index finger and middle finger?
Yes.
I know your nip form.
My technique.
Let's see. I got anything else? I think that's it.
Yeah, I think we're good to go.
Well, from all of us here at the Best Damn Podcast Ever, I'm Blake Buck.
I'm Wade Miller.
And I'm Justin Fick.
And we'll see you next time.
What's that smell? Zelda, the music of my crime, the song of my crime. I can play it all day long. It looks like my groin, and it sounds like my groin, and it seems like my groin. Zelda is such a happy game, but Link really looks a lot like my groin, you know. My groin, yes, my groin.